From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Tensions heat up on the Korean Peninsula. North and South Korean officials held talks deep into the night Sunday, trying to avert a war. Officials have not publicly commented on the discussions, and there's no word whether the negotiations are making any progress. Thousands of migrants traveled by train, bus, and foot through Macedonia and Serbia on their way to Hungary, but Hungarian authorities are building a razor wire fence to keep them from entering. The migrants, mostly Syrians, Iraqis, and Afghans, are fleeing conflicts in their homelands. They hope to get to Hungary because once they enter its territory, they will have easier access to the rest of the continent. That was the sound as Lebanese protesters and police battled in Beirut Sunday in the midst of an ongoing trash crisis. Security forces sprayed thousands of demonstrators with water cannon in a second night of rallies, but Beirut residents are angry after weeks of trash piling up around the country following the shutdown of a landfill. The Lebanese protests are also voicing anti-government sentiment in a country that has been without a president for more than a year. Nigeria's army chief has survived an attack on his convoy by suspected Boko Haram fighters in Borno State. The army says gunmen ambushed the convoy of Lieutenant General Tukar Buratai at a village between the towns of Mafa and Dikwa on Saturday. The army says troops responded with heavy gunfire, killing 10 attackers and capturing 5. The army says one soldier was killed in the gun battle, while 5 others were wounded. This is VOA News. One of the 3 Americans who overpowered a heavily armed gunman on a Paris-bound train says he was thinking of survival when he tackled the man. Spencer Stone, who was injured in the attack, said he thought of his own survival as well as everyone else's on the train during his takedown of the suspect.
Alec came up and grabbed the gun out of his hand while I put him in a chokehold. It seemed like he just kept pulling more weapons left and right, pulled out a handgun. Alec took that, took out a box cutter, started jabbing at me with that. We let go. All 3 of us started punching him while he's in the middle of us.
Stone and fellow Americans Alex Scarletos and Anthony Sandler spoke to reporters Sunday at the U.S. Embassy in Paris. The 3 men, along with British national Chris Norman, subdued a Moroccan-born gunman who seriously wounded at least 1 passenger before he was stopped. Britain reopened its embassy in Iran's capital on Sunday. The embassy closed 4 years ago following an attack by protesters. British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond was in Tehran for a ceremony where he declared the embassy open.
We're clear-eyed about what the future offers us. Big opportunities, but we know that there will be areas where we continue to disagree, and sometimes to disagree strongly.
Hammond called the visit Sunday an historic moment in relations between the 2 countries, noting it was the first visit by someone in his position since 2003. Officials say at least 23 Iraqi soldiers and militiamen have been killed in an attack by Islamic State militants in Anbar province. The Associated Press reports the dead include 17 soldiers and 6 militia fighters who were working with troops to push back the militant group. Pakistan's military says a group of terrorists staged a rocket attack from across the Afghan border Sunday, killing 4 soldiers and wounding 4 others. The incident happened in Pakistan's northwestern Khyber tribal region that borders eastern Afghanistan. Pakistan's foreign ministry summoned Afghan Ambassador Janan Mozai to protest the cross-border attack. Nepal has opened Mount Everest to climbers for the first time since an earthquake triggered an avalanche that killed 18 climbers earlier this year. More than 400 teams were forced to abandon their attempts to climb Everest after an earthquake-triggered avalanche destroyed a popular route up the mountain. The April 25th earthquake left nearly 9,000 people dead. A Japanese climber will be the first person to make a solo attempt at reaching the summit. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.